Well, party leaders have been falling like skittles in recent days and weeks, and now Nigel Farage has joined them. He's announced this morning that he's to stand down as the leader of UKIP, saying it's time for somebody else to take on the job and time for him to get his life back.
Of course, he has quit before, though, hasn't he? So it's not the first time we've heard him say that.
He has got a bit of form on this front, that's true. He quit straight after the defeat in South Thanet when he wanted to become MP but was defeated by the Conservative Party at the general election last year, and said he would stand down as leader. And then a few days later, changed his mind and decided that he would continue as leader.
Do you think he'll do the same again this time? Is he going to be back in charge by the end of the week?
I think this time, this decision is permanent and won't be changed. He made it very clear that he feels now is the time to move on, that it's time for somebody else to take on the job. And to be fair, he's delivered his principal objective, which was to give the UK a referendum and for that referendum result to be a Brexit, so he can rightly claim to have achieved his main political desire.
Seems a bit harsh, though, to get that and then just walk away, doesn't it?
I suppose some people might see it like that, and we shouldn't forget that Kent has become a bit of a UKIP stronghold over recent years. It's in charge of Thanet Council and has got county councillors dotted all over the place. I think the interesting question is going to be whether UKIP will hold on to its council seats in forthcoming elections, or whether it will now be seen by voters as not particularly relevant.
So who's next to lead the party then?
Well, the bookmakers haven't been slow in coming out with odds. They've got Mark Reckless, who used to be the Rochester and Strood UKIP MP, at 25-1. But my best guess would be that someone like Suzanne Evans, another MEP, is probably likely to become the early favourite.